So they did.
Ah.
And then at Simlin Sunday, the talehouses used to have a good big simlin and cheese. They could have as much as they wanted. Then they'd make mould ale with it. Thou Dundish, put it into fire and warm the ale. I used to enjoy when I were courting, and I was going down at New Year's morning. Oh, they used to have a big dish. And it were all cow steel, good beef in, a stew, you know. And sometimes to make it a bit better, they'd shove a cow heel in. Well, they used to get it all warm, put it in and let it simmer all through neat, nice, and I bet this were that deb. And as you come in at New Year's morning, you'd get ladle, lasses wood, and pour it out, put it in a pan and warm them, you'd a basin full of stew for now. It were good too. Mm-hmm. I used to like seeing spoons stand up in it like that, then all. And then old wife's mother, used to say, "Ah, some of the deer pull it out, and I warmed it up for me supper, never mind all else." Because who liked a good feed, and so did I.
They used to eat chunks of fat.
They don't. Well, it weren't good to get at chaps, it were women too. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lord, I could mention a whole lot on them. They used to sit round the table, and they were all womely.
Yeah.
Same as Tech, for instance, Libby, and a whole lot on them did. We were being landlady, and who'd sit round, and I can mention a whole lot on them, their names, and I can see them now, how they used to have their little tot, and but there were all this behaviour in it, that were beauty on it. And then they'd bring them a slice, you know, a good sandwich, and there were some of done. They'd get breasted beef, you know, and press it. And that the what when they put the teeth into it, oh, weren't it sweet? Then all it would come down, they could feel it running down the side of their face, and they had to get the finger and shove it in again. Hey, you don't know you're born.
You wouldn't remember Umbrella Dick?
Yeah, I can remember Umbrella. Oh, certainly I can remember.
You didn't hear that tale about him taking, he was going to drown in himself, you know, and it was raining, and he took Umbrella with him. Then he went next morning, he says, "I come to tell you I can't come this morning, I get drowned," asked me.
And I'll tell you, what word that man called out, he were called out, but they called him Bobby Poet. Judy Howarth, brother, in Salvation Army.
Oh, yeah.
He'd make poetry up like beggary, you know. Mm-hmm. And it were good too. Talk about Edward Waugh and all them lot. Yeah. Tim Bobbin and lot, they weren't, if he'd have behaved his cellar, shapped his cell, he might have gone a lot further. Aught as he seed what come through town or aught, he'd make somewhat up on it, you know, and write about it.
Well, there used to be a lot of them, weren't there, at one time?
Oh, there's been some good lads, and there's some good lads yet if they use reet.
Yeah, they are.
They are if they use reet. But same as a lot of folk, they're funny. When we were going, when lasses and lads were all together, we were either cheeky, we were either this, we were either t'other, there were always somewhat wrong with somewhat thousand. And I'll never forget when a dance coming, what were it now? I know I were at school, I were never young, we were never courting then, and 8,000 lads, Ellis Aspinall and all them, then all they all sit round and they called these lasses cheeky beesums and all sorts they were. All because they were dancing this year. I don't know what they said now, they said rock and roll. My God, Lord.
No, they used to enjoy themselves, and they used to go pulled with their and have the melodeons and dancing on Moss Hall Bridge.
Collection for a penny.